Let's, however, now move on to a story that is really, really sad. That's the passing of Dr. Yaqub Isaac, right? He's, amongst many other things, a medical doctor and then former president of the Islamic Medical Association. He's been part of the Gift of the Givers, my understanding, is virtually since day one with Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, and in many occasions headed up their medical teams, not just in South Africa, but abroad. On a personal level, he's been a friend, he's been a chummy. I've played squash with him regularly. He's been a former neighbor of mine. We played paddle as late as last week, Saturday and Sunday. He's been a confidant and so many things. But he passed on, sadly, yesterday. But I thought let's get someone who's worked with him on many levels to give a tribute, to give him the respect that I think he fully deserves. And that's Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, the founder of the Gift of the Givers. Imtiaz, appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us on what clearly is a very, very sad time, aside a time of great reflection, isn't it?
Yes, Ashraf. You know, and yes, and that when that call came in on yesterday morning at about 7:45 to say that, you know, Yaqub got a heart attack, it just somehow in the soul you felt that this was not good news. He's had a heart attack before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was flown in with a helicopter from Kondawuti Bail Park many years ago, brought to the hospital, he survived, there's some issues after that. But yesterday, when it happened, you just felt that something is not going to go right today. And, you know, as we were monitoring the day, we kept on getting messages, it's not good, it's not good, it's not good. And eventually at 4 p.m., the cardiologist, who is also my cardiologist, called and said, you better take the flight.
Yeah. And then,
and 20 minutes later, he was gone.
He was gone. I mean, I saw you at the graveside last night, but there was a huge, huge crowd, as you would understand, right? Even though the funeral was like 10:30, 10:45 at night. And in many ways, that funeral and the attendance reflects just his position in the broader South African community, isn't it?
Ashraf, you know what? That funeral was with so many diverse people. Yaqub was really loved. I can tell you, he was really, really loved. Even he was, I can judge that by the way he was in our team. He was the most unassuming, really humble, dedicated, willing to listen to people, and especially even when the teams, when we're in difficult situations, you know, it's written on his forehead that this is the counselor. You go and speak to this guy. Even when new team members came, and they were not certain who to talk to, because things move sometimes very fast in disaster situations. But somehow he had that look on his face that people say, I think I need to talk to this guy. and the way we went, people said, we need to talk to Yaqub. You know, because he was so soft. And when he was always smiling, always kind to the people. And just in the medical teams, everybody felt very comfortable with Yaqub. Anything, let's phone Yaqub. Let's phone Yaqub.
Yeah.
And we know that quietly, he helped orphans, he helped widows, he helped old people, he helped elderly. And he was one, and yesterday we were discussing with the medical team guys that were there, we should have taken him back to medical school and say, you should teach family medicine. Because you are, he was a living example of what family medicine should be. You sit with the patient, you take your time, you listen to them, you encourage them, you give them reassurance, you follow them up. We don't do that in medicine anymore. We don't have the time.
I think you're so right. I mean, you know, he's been besides my neighbor, he's been my doctor for all these years, to the point when I first suspected that I'd had COVID, the first call my wife made was to Yaqub. And of course, he spoke to us. But often, talking about the family doctor part, because he's been so busy in the day, he would often return the call at literally 11 o'clock at night. And it has happened on more than one occasion. And I'm pretty sure it's not just me, because that was his free time that he was available in the day, which gives a sense of just his connection to community in terms of the provisions of his service as a medical doctor, isn't it?
Well, I'll give you another example. That's exactly what you're saying. It was beyond patients. It isn't anybody who had a problem with the community. You know, and even the medical guy who's got a problem, you know, he's got to need some advice. Yaqub will take the time, sit 1 hour on the phone, go and meet them in a coffee shop or their house and sit and listen to their problem. I was very surprised last year at the disaster conference that Gift of the Givers set up at the CTICC in Cape Town. And he said, look, I have to go meet this lady. So I said, what for? And he said, she lost her husband. He was a doctor. She has no idea how to run GP practice. She doesn't have a number. She's not a doctor. She needs this advice, that advice. He doesn't know the lady. She made some call. He took the time to go and explain, to help her get her out of the situation and see how she can sell the practice or do something practically. But all his busyness, he always found time for people, for the neighbor from across the road. As you said, you were his neighbor. You know, anywhere people had a problem, he would even pilgrimage time. He was involved in sorting out the vaccines and the cards and giving advice. He never said no to anybody.
Yeah. Does it, I mean, in many ways, and we'll talk about what he's worked with you and Gift of the Givers on what platforms, but he was the perfect foil for yourself. I mean, you have a presence, you're tall, you're loud, you're on all media platforms. Jakub, he's exactly as you said, he's very, very unassuming and very understated in his style, but he still gets work done, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, he's my number one go-to guy. You know, we had a spiritual type of relationship. Jakub, you know what I'm going to say before I say it? And I would know what he's going to say before he says it. And if somebody came and he would say, I'm going to answer in this way, and this is going to be my opinion. And the team members would tell me, he's always right. You know, that whatever he told us you're going to say, that's exactly what you said. We understood. I would say, mission started, you know what to do. And Jakub would get things activated. It's one line. And actually, when we started the disaster conference, strangely enough, you know, we said this disaster conference is different. It's about live on site what happens. And it starts off with a voice note from me telling him we're starting the mission. And then he plays a voice note to the other guys that he spoke to and their responses, and to show you exactly how we enter a mission. And, you know, but the point was not the other part. The point was I would give him one line in a voice note, and he would know then exactly how to move on.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And he'll be tired, he'll be exhausted. And like you say, it's sometimes 11 o'clock at night. He said, sorry, I've been busy the whole day. You know, I can only get back to you now.
That's quite normal. Now, I'm pretty sure that my first introduction to you, in fact, was through Jakub Isak, to you.
What did you say, Homestead Park at that time?
Well, yeah, we were neighbors in Homestead Park. So that was my first introduction to you. Yeah. But here's the quick thought before we wrap up, right? What was his role then with regard to the Gift of the Givers?
He was the head of the medical team. You know, we know each other for 32 years. And I met him before 32 years, before 92. Gift of the Givers was born in 92. And I met him casually at an Islamic Medical Association, you know, some function in Kimberley. I spoke to him for a little while. And, you know, you're not friends with everybody. You speak at a conference. You just talk to them for the first time. And then in 92, he called me. I don't know what it was. Was it in 91? You know, we were sending a ship to Bangladesh. And he said, look, I met you like in 1990, and we just drowned in Somalia, and I'm part of this organization called Crescent of Hope, and I need to send a borehole, a big machine, somehow to, you know, to Somalia. Have you got any ideas? You know, so I said, I'll call the Navy. They're taking stuff to Bangladesh. They're taking stuff for me. It wasn't, it was 93, when we were taking the borehole hospital to Bosnia. And I said, I'll call the Navy and see if I can put your rig on the ship. I don't think it should be a problem. I called them within 10 minutes and said it's fine. And so we knew each other from 92, but the relationship started getting strong in 93.
Yeah.
And then the Bosnian intervention started. And then we need to send medical supplies. Then Jakub was, you know, I was sort of moving out of GP practice.
And he was always there. Just to wrap up, just one word that you would use to describe
it.
Okay, your line's crackling. Just one word to describe him? Just one word?
One word.
Yeah.
He was the most humble guy, unassuming. It's more than one word. You know, you can't describe Jakub in one word.
Humble, unassuming.
Unassuming, and compassionate, kind, caring, everything that you could think of. He was humanity personified.
And that's where we leave it, Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman. Thank you for your time. I would say community builder, nation builder, very much a champion in his space, Dr. Jakub Isak.